Welcome, everyone, to the Change Starts Here podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Odom, and I could not be more excited to kick off 2025 with you. This episode today isn't just the start of a new year. It's the start of something bigger. It's part of a powerful five-part series that we put together that's focused on paradigms. Throughout this series, we're going to explore how the way we see the world shapes what we do and what we get in life. We'll be unpacking the wisdom of Dr. Stephen Covey, including his transformative see, do, get model, which I guess it appears simple, but it is so profound and it has changed my life in so many ways. And on top of that, we'll challenge ourselves to shift the paradigms that might be holding us back. There's something special about the start of the new year. It's a time that I hope you've been using for reflection, goal setting, envisioning what's possible. It's also a time where many of us feel like we need a fresh start, a new perspective, new habits, new results. But here's the truth. Lasting change doesn't come from simply making resolutions or trying harder. I'll say that again. Lasting change doesn't come simply by making resolutions or trying harder. Real transformation begins with how we see the world, how we see ourselves, and how we see the challenges we face. And that's what today's episode is all about, paradigms. Dr. Stephen Covey said it best. We see the world not as it is, but as we are. Our paradigms, or mental maps, which is a popular word I hear a lot, I used a lot lately, shape everything we do and just about everything we get in life. If you're ready to make 2025 the best year yet, personally and professionally, then it starts with taking a closer look at the paradigms that might be holding you back. This first episode will serve as the foundation for the rest of the series. We'll introduce the concept of paradigms, unpack a little of the see-do-get model, and reflect on how shifting our perspectives can lead to lasting change. So let's begin this year and this series with intention. Let's commit to seeing differently, doing differently, and ultimately getting better results, not just for ourselves, but for the people we lead and serve who need that so desperately. So let's start with a simple question. What exactly is a paradigm? A paradigm is the lens which we see the world. It's how we interpret our experiences, relationships, and challenges. But here's the catch. Paradigms aren't always accurate. They're shaped by our upbringing. I don't know if you have wounds, but I certainly have wounds. Our past experiences. I don't know if you've had ups and downs, but I certainly have. Imagine this. I tried to explain this to my son the other day. You're wearing glasses with a red tint. Everything you see has a reddish hue. The problem is, you might not even realize you're wearing the glasses. You assume that what you're seeing is reality, but it's really just your interpretation of it. That's how paradigms work. They're often invisible to us, yet they shape every decision we make. As we step into this new year, I want to challenge you to ask, what paradigms are you holding on to that you might need to change? Because the truth is, when we shift our paradigms, we open the door to an entirely new world and whole set of new possibilities. And that brings us to what, again, is my favorite, the see-do-get model, which is the heart of this series. Dr. Covey's see-do-get model is one of the most powerful tools for understanding how paradigms influence our lives. My favorite Dr. Covey quote that best describes our need for this model is, if you want small changes, work on your behavior. If you want quantum leap changes, work on your paradigms. So let me quickly describe it to you. First part, C. This is how we perceive or interpret a situation. It's the story we tell ourselves about what's happening. Part two, do. Our perceptions drive our actions. What we believe determines how we behave. And then lastly, get. Our actions produce results. Good or bad, depending on what we did. So first, we have to see the world that we want, do, have the behaviors that we want, and then ultimately get the results that we want. Here's an example, a professional one, I guess. Let's say you're leading a team and you have a perception or a paradigm that one of your colleagues is resistant to change. That's your C. Because you see them that way, you might avoid involving them in decisions or limit their input. That's your do. And what's the result? They stay disengaged, which reinforces your original perception. It's a vicious cycle. Now imagine starting 2025 with a different paradigm. Instead of seeing them as resistant, you choose to see them as someone who deeply cares about doing things the right way and just needs reassurance. With that shift, you start involving them more, seeking their input, and building trust. What's the result? Now, I've told you many times that I am, being a former high school educator, sometimes I'm a little skeptical. So I'm not going to say it's going to work every single time. But more times than not, they become more engaged and more collaborative, and you get much better results. It's the same situation, but a different paradigm leads to vastly different outcomes. Let me share a quick story about a paradigm shift that changed everything for me. Several years ago, when I was still working in the school system, I had a colleague who seemed to always push back on new ideas that I brought to the table. My initial paradigm was that they were resistant to change and to risk-taking, which admittedly is a pet peeve of mine. I started avoiding them in meetings and bypassing their input. I don't know if you have that gear, but when I'm out and I feel like we have to get something done on the behalf of kids or some injustice in the world, I can bypass people quickly. And I say it lightly, but I'm certainly not proud of it. It's something I definitely need to continue to work on. But in this case, so I'm bypassing them, I'm avoiding them at all costs. And then someone, in this case, it's a mentor of mine, who's a man who is much, much, much wiser than me, challenged me to see them differently. What if, instead of resisting change, they were deeply committed to ensuring every decision we made was in the best interest of our students? That's all I had to do, he said. I just had to look at the behaviors that I was seeing and assume the best, or assume just a different intent. That simple shift changed everything. I started involving them in discussions, asking for their perspective, and genuinely listening. What I discovered is that they weren't actually resisting me or my ideas. They were trying to ensure that our ideas had a real impact. And quite honestly, through deep discussions, as our friendship grew, he was scared of the same things I was, which is a flash in the pan or not, a flavor of the month solution for our kids, and just coming in and leaving and shaking things up and not building a real foundation. So over time, this person became one of my greatest allies in driving for meaningful change throughout our district. This was my see-do-get moment. I changed how I saw the situation, which changed what I did, and ultimately transformed what I got. So as we step into the new year and this series, how can you apply this? If you want to apply this to your personal life, think about a challenge you're facing. Maybe it's a strained relationship. I know I have one it's on top of my mind right now. A habit you're struggling to break, or a goal that feels out of reach. Ask yourself these questions. What paradigm might be holding me back? How am I interpreting this situation? What would happen if I saw it differently? Again, this is if you want to work it, you work on something in your personal life. What paradigm might be holding you back? How are you interpreting the situation? And what would happen if you saw it differently? If you want to apply this to your leadership, which I'm positive you do, especially going back into a new semester, ask yourself, who do I see as resistant, unmotivated, or difficult? I bet me just asking that question, you all, there's probably two or three or five, hopefully not too many folks that come to mind, but they're right away. Write these names down. Who do you see as resistant, unmotivated, or difficult? The next question, could there be another way to interpret their behavior? This one's hard for me sometimes, so I'm not saying it's going to be easy for you, but you need to write it down, and I promise you, dive deep and do the work. Could there be another way to interpret their behavior? And lastly, how might shifting your perspective change the outcome? By challenging your paradigms, you can foster growth, collaboration, and most importantly, trust within your teams. As we wrap up this first episode on this paradigm series, I want to leave you with a challenge. Take some time this week on a current challenge you're facing, personal or professional. Again, I'm going to continue to come back to that all year. So often our personal lives and things that are happening there can impact our ability to be successful in a professional life. So I'm going to keep coming back and saying personal, professional, personal, professional, personal, professional, because you need to decide which one's holding you back the most right now. So take some time this week, reflect on a current challenge, like I said, personal or professional. Ask yourself, what paradigm might I need to shift to change my results? What paradigm might I need to shift to change my results? Write it down. Be honest with yourself. And as you move forward, commit to seeing differently, doing differently, and getting better results in the year ahead. Because the most profound changes in life and leadership don't come from trying harder or doing more. They come from seeing differently. I hope you all feel my passion coming into this year. I've done a lot of reflection coming into this episode on 2024, the highs and the lows. And it is so clear to me, the reason why we chose this series is that paradigms are everything. How we see the world is everything. So it's going to be an exciting series. You can tell it means so much to me, and I hope it means so much to you as you go on this journey with me. Thank you for joining me for this special episode to kick off the new year and to start the series. Remember, if you want small changes, work on your behavior. If you want quantum leap changes, work on your paradigms. If today's episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who might need to hear this. And be sure to tune in next time as we dive into shifting from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset, a paradigm shift that can truly transform your leadership and life. And if you want to dive deeper, if you're geeky like me, we've been trying to make sure we include resources in our show notes. So check out the resources we have for your show notes. And until next time, keep leading with your heart, keep challenging your paradigms, and remember, change truly starts here. We'll be right back.